This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce 4 uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Has more than 3 million content creators and is a global business, says the CEO. I love this. Matt Walsh responded, "The term you're searching for is not content creator, but prostitute. There are 3 million women prostituting themselves through OnlyFans." And so the actual story is 3 million content creators and it's a global business. This is a CEO, Ami Gan, laid out OnlyFans ambitions at Web Summit last week. I just love how happy she is that she's like, we got a lot of hookers on this platform that are selling sex for cash.
Yeah, they're pimping, literally.
They're pimping.
Yeah.
This is, you know what I was thinking? I heard they're opening a casino just north of North Carolina in Danville, Virginia. And I was like, that's crazy. There's already like within 2 hours of here. Let me count. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 casinos. There are 8 casinos within 2 hours driving of where we are right now. Now, maybe you say 2 hours, that's too long. Okay, fair point.
It's too long.
Within 3 hours, there's, I think, 15. There's, so Philly's about 3 hours away. You get 2 more. You get Rivers and you get Philadelphia Live. Then if you add on another 45 minutes, you got all of Atlantic City. That's only like 3.5 hours drive from where we're at. But if you're talking about just the DC Metro, which is Baltimore and DC, you have 3 casinos. And I kind of just feel like that's a sign of the collapse of civilization, that people are just, they've got so little to do with their money, they're just gambling it away. And then you have OnlyFans, which is women are just like, get naked on camera for money and you don't have to work. And that's the current state of where we're at. Is it the end? Is it all falling apart?
Well, it's certainly not good for our culture, right? I don't know if it's the end of the world, but the end of the United States. This is certainly how empires behave towards the end. This is not good for people. Our level of virtues declining significantly, social stabilities declining significantly. Part of what's so sad about this is a lot of young women have been lied to and convinced that this is empowering, when in reality, this is something that I wouldn't say guarantees, but makes far more likely that these young women won't get out of life what the vast majority of them are searching for, which is love. It's very difficult, right? The kind of man who's going to be with someone who has an OnlyFans is not going to be a loving man, okay? What he's going to be interested in is your body. No man who loves you is going to be okay with you doing OnlyFans or prostituting yourself in any other way. And what's going to happen is once these young women see the light, it's still going to be more difficult for them to find a man than it would be had they not used OnlyFans.
Does the CEO have an OnlyFans account?
Yeah, I would imagine not.
I think when women
don't have to do this to make money, they usually won't. And, you know, they rail against the social stigma. A lot of these young women, they rail against the social stigma. Well, the social stigma is the only reason they're making any money, right? The fact that all young women aren't willing to do this is the only reason that some of them are able to make money doing it.
If she wants to be the CEO of this company and she condones the behavior of these women, then she should be doing it, right?
What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? She facilitates 3 million individuals. Now, obviously, not all of the people on OnlyFans are doing porn. There's some people, there's like celebrities who do just like photographs they sell for a lot of money, but a lot of it is porn. I'd say the overwhelming majority is probably just it's digital prostitution.
Yeah.
If she's got no problem with that, she should do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking the other day, I was trying to like run the numbers and estimate the impact in terms of OnlyFans versus TikTok, which I think has been more destructive to America. And I feel like you could make the case for both, but I feel like OnlyFans really has destroyed so many young women's lives. We have the number of 3 million, but I think just culturally, like you said, it's so, I think, symptomatic of the rot that we have going on.
What if someone, you know, I think in 5 years, OnlyFans is going to be all men. I think there's going to be no women left on the platform. I think it'll be 90% dudes. You know why? it's not going to be naked dudes. It's going to be men running the accounts of AI generated women engaging in, you know, certain proclivities that they will then sell to other men, and women will get shut out from the money making process. I do think what we're seeing with AI will return everything to a more traditional lifestyle.
Well, but then here's the question. Why would people even subscribe to an AI's OnlyFans
when they can make their own? Which is why I think AI is going to bring us back in time to a simpler time. First, we have the expansion of the information age. Information travels so rapidly, we all start going insane. Mm-hmm. It used to be that information traveled slowly and it was hard to come by.
Yeah.
You know, when the US declared independence, it took 3 months for the declaration to make it to the UK for the king to even read, and 3 months to respond. So they're like, we signed it. 6 months from now, it's going to get wild.
Yeah.
Now, the moment something happens, everyone in the world knows.
Yeah.
With AI and deepfakes, no one will know what is true, and corroborated information won't move so quickly anymore, and everyone will be forced to disregard whatever it is they see online. Someone will post a video and it'll be Donald Trump, you know, fighting a bear, and people will just completely ignore it. It's not real information. Trump could be seen shooting someone on Fifth Avenue. It will be ignored. When you're going to get to the point of AI porn, no one is going to pay for it anymore, meaning women will not be able to make money off of porn anymore. So women, prostitution, porn, gone. Dudes, so what's going to happen? How will women then make money? They're not going to be able to do this. Dudes will be doing it, but then dudes don't even have to buy it because they can make their own for free. Mm-hmm. So what happens then? Women don't make money off it. What do? The whole porn industry is gone.
They become journalists.
Yeah.
Well, they start saying like, I need to make money. What do? Maybe they get married. Mm-hmm. Maybe they find a guy who's got a good job generating porn to sell to others or something.
Don't marry that guy, ladies.
Don't do it.
But it does feel like there's this weird inversion happening where we're going to have so much of everything that we actually will revert back to having nothing of anything. Because it's all turning into static, just random chaos and noise that we can't control anymore.
And that's true of information in general, right? I mean,
yep.
We're not going to be able to tell the truth apart from falsehood with respect to video evidence in the near future.
There's only going to be like one porn website, and it's going to be called like Porn GPT or something. That's it. Porn Journey.
Then people are going to start relationships with these things. It's terrifying.
Yeah. This is the end.
And I think there's going to be something huge that could potentially occur here. You know, obviously men are going to use this technology for pornographic purposes. I think you could see something happening where women will retreat into this for similar pornographic purposes, but done a very different way. A man who says the things to her that she wants to have said to her on a digital screen.
Won't work.
You don't think so?
Nope.
You don't think some lonely women, some like fem cells as they call them, are going to go, ooh,
nope.
He's so handsome.
Because men tend to be dominant and women tend to be submissive. Mm. The reason why you don't see a whole lot of male strip clubs, why it's typically female strip clubs, is because men like seeing women perform for them. Women don't like seeing men be submissive and perform for them.
Yeah, but what if the AI talks a little bit of shit? You know, what if it's programmed in an exact way to keep a woman's attention? The woman will have to tell the AI
to do it, and that's not attractive to a woman. To go to it and say, do this thing for me, as opposed to it deciding. Now, it could be that a man will create an AI, and the women go to the AI and say, hey, how are you? And then it just does very manly things. Yeah, exactly. Things.
Well, because here's the thing. These algorithms know how to manipulate people. And so they would be able to develop something that could respond in conversation in ways that are exactly calculated to be appealing to a woman.
Yeah, I was going to say, what if men delve deeper and deeper into the world of AI pornography? And so women turn to each other for emotional support, and therefore you see an increased rise in women who identify as lesbian.
You want to be a billionaire in 6 months?
Nuh-uh.
Billionaire in 6 months. I'm not exaggerating.
I don't want to do it.
If you have the resources, invest in Porn GPT or Porn Midjourney, something that can generate pornographic AI images.
Don't.
Charge $100 per month for access to it, and you will be a billionaire in 6 months. I'm not exaggerating. Every porn website shuts down overnight once this thing is created, and whoever owns it will be the porn king of the planet. And they will be the only porn king.
Yeah. And then if they don't repent, they'll go to hell.
But your mom will be really proud of you.
But to be honest, there are differing AIs in competition. So there might be like 10 different AIs. And then people will be like, nah, this one's better. It's cheaper. Mm-hmm. Competition will drive the price down. And then eventually people will pay $10 a month to be able to AI generate any porn image or video they want. And that's coming within the next few years.
Yep.
People are going to turn into weird, freakish recluses locked in their rooms, and they're and porn already destroying the brains of people.
Yep.
This is going to be absolute devastation to human civilization.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's why it's so important to get unhooked from these things. Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought the apocalypse would not be a comet slamming through Earth and ripping it to shreds? Aliens coming and wiping everybody out. Nuclear Armageddon. It would be the invention of AI VR porn.
Well, look, I mean,
humans just abandoned life.
Pornography, and especially the kind of pornography we've had access to over the past 10 years, has been an absolute disaster. The rulers in ancient history knew that you had to keep people placated and complacent by giving them things that they wanted. They had no ability to give to young men who are typically the greatest threat to authority because they're restless. They had no ability. They couldn't even dream of giving young men that kind of unlimited access to sexual perversion and pleasure and deviancy that you can just get on the internet today. They had no idea. Now, when AI porn becomes prevalent, when someone can sign up for a subscription, the likes of what you're talking about, and generate image. And you know what, Tim? I don't think it's going to cost $100 a month. I think it's going to be free. I think they're going to make it free because the point isn't the money. The point is getting you addicted and controlling you.
You know, we did that bit on Castle where I was watching Star Trek. And Picard was like, I think Klingons are just naturally prone to being more aggressive. And then Data's like, that's racist. You shouldn't say that. And I don't think you'd say it to a Klingon's face. And Picard's like, why? Because they're violent and they would attack me. It's funny because Klingons are violent, you know, whatever. But we should do one where I think Star Trek got the holodeck way wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like in Star Trek, Captain Picard's like, I'm going into the holodeck. I want to be
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes.
Yes.
No, he's actually the private detective. And Data was Sherlock.
He'd be like, this is my girlfriend. She has real cat ears. And she meows at me.
Computer, give me a cat girl waifu. And then that's all anyone would do. Yeah. And Dr. Beverly Crusher, she wouldn't go in there and be like, I want to go to the beaches of Miami to have a vacation. She'd be like, I want my husband back. And then her dead husband would appear before her, and she would just lock herself in there. Yeah, dude, it would be so fucked up.
Well, that's the thing. In Star Trek, people just are like walking into the holodeck when someone else is in there. I'm like, nah.
You got to lock that shit.
That's not how it would work, dude.
There's an episode where Geordi has the computer create this female engineer.
Of the woman he's going to meet, who he's interested in, yeah.
And then he like starts dating. He's like almost dating the hologram version of her.
And that episode makes her seem like the bad guy for being weirded out. Do you remember that?
Dude,
all I try to do is be nice. It's like, you creep. You literally had like a holodeck version of her that you were dating.
Hey,
of course she's offended
by it. Trying
to be
nice to her.
Yeah, he's like, I just want to be your friend. What's wrong with you?
This is what Star Trek didn't understand, because they put 90s sensibilities in a future technology. Nah, dude, you give people holodeck tech, they're gonna walk in and be like, computer, cat girl waifu or whatever.
Dude, I think even for the 90s, that's pretty naive though, right? They had to have known that it would just all be porn.
But they didn't have the internet. They didn't know like how insane it was really
gonna
be.
Those writers were like, I know what this would be used for. They're like, I understand.
But back then, there was like limited magazine and video porn available.
Yeah.
When the internet came out, porn went infinite. It became just insane. Mm-hmm. And then you had weird ass bullshit on Tumblr, and now everyone's going crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's horrifying. It's horrifying, and it's going to get so much worse.
I think part of it is because they're separating the emotion from it. Like, you asked this question, like, or you were saying, like, would women have a version of this where the AI porn, whatever, says just like emotionally nice things and agrees to, like, you know, plan dates and whatever women want from men. And I think part of it is the reality is of having easy access to porn is that it makes sexual gratification easy, and it eliminates any sort of emotional bonding and connection you have to have with another human being. And I think more and more people are going to turn to these. It makes me think about the Pope and how he just did this.
Excuse me? Wait, hold on.
I knew you'd be excited. This guy, Pope Francis, I don't know if you've heard of him. He was just speaking at a pro-family conference in Italy, and he was talking about he and...
With Patriot Front?
No, nice. They didn't make it. The FBI didn't buy the tickets. No, but they...
Pope Francis is there marching with them to protect the family.
They're an extremist pro-family group. No, but he was saying, he was talking about how people come and ask him to bless their like small dog that they pull out of like handbags. And he was saying, you should be having children. Like, don't develop these emotional relationships with dogs because it's easier, right? Like when you have another human being who depends on you to build a strong, trusting emotional relationship with them, yes, it is harder, but it has infinitely more benefits. And I think so often people would rather have their on-demand needs met, right? They don't want to have to do the work to realize where, you know, they need to be accountable for their own actions. They don't want to have to do the work of having to empathize with the partner's perspective. And so as we move towards more advanced technological fronts, we make it so this temptation to divorce ourselves from actual humanity and replace it with these technologies that mimic emotions but don't actually require us to do emotional labor is extremely dangerous. This is a dangerous future because it takes away what the essence of humanity is.
On the flip side of this, did you guys see this story? I think it was a few months ago. It was like some person said by 2075, they were a former government advisor, 1 in 5 babies would be virtual, like AI babies.
What the fuck?
I know.
That's not going to repopulate the planet. Just ask Elon Musk.
Oof. Yeah,
that's terrifying. It is horrifying.
Here's the thing, I think I could definitely see that. Maybe that's what will happen to women. Instead of like an AI boyfriend, it'll be like, here's my AI baby, and I think that makes it they will pretend that they have a child.
Do you remember that show Super Nanny?
Oh my goodness.
Do you know what I mean? She like comes in, she's like, you guys are being crazy. One of the shows I remember specifically, she's like, these kids are out of control, but it's because their parents spend like their mom spends all day playing Sims 2 and taking care of a virtual family instead of her own family.
Hold on.
She'd rather interact with these virtual children than with her own.
Hold on, Hannah Claire, being a Sims 2 mom is the hardest job there is.
It's true. You've got to worry about a lot of stuff. What do you have the right cheat codes?
But what you do is you build a room in the house, let the Sim go in it, and then get rid of the doors.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then you got to worry about it. And they just get frustrated and poop on the floor.
You're sick. I don't want to know what you're going to do with it. You're going to create fake people in AI and you're going to torture them. You're going to lock them. No doors.
Bro, have
you
played GTA?
No.
Phil brought this up.
I'm too good.
He was like, every person played GTA, picked up the hooker, had their way, let her out of the car, murdered her, and took their money back. Everybody who played GTA did that. It was like the joke. That's fucked up the game
was.
No,
when James plays.
Super evil game. When I played it, I drove the speed limit. Exactly. I drove the speed limit. I said, hello, officer. How are you?
And then he went to mass.
Exactly. I was so frustrated there was no go to mass option in GTA. I was like, I can't play this. It's Sunday and I didn't go to mass. And the police aren't after me? I was like, this is.
You're like what's that movie with Ryan Reynolds? Like Nice Guy or whatever?
Well, now.
I never saw that. But
they're making GTA where the main character is a lady.
And good. So now, because women were underrepresented in the killing prostitutes in video game demographic, exactly. It's a feminist win.
And now the woman can pick up a prostitute,
exactly,
and then take her money and then then murder her and take the money back.
It's just called being a girl boss.
It is.
Yes.
Welcome to 2023.
Tell me that's their slogan for the new version of GTA. Girl boss unleashed.
GTA Girl Boss City.
That would be great.
And you just beat up the other woman who makes better PowerPoint presentations than you
while wearing a pantsuit.
Yeah.
This is the funny thing about modern feminism. I've been playing Horizon Forbidden West. The new Burning Shores expansion came out. And so I finished that, and then I decided to replay Zero Dawn, which is the first game from like 2017 or whatever. And the game is just so silly in that all of the strong characters are women. It's like, dude, here's the game. The apocalypse happens. Humans are like genetically recreated. Like, long story short, the Earth is repopulated by basically clones who then after a few hundred years have built tribal society. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like, the generals are not going to be women. The warriors.
Why not?
Come on, Seamus.
Wait, what are you saying?
Seamus.
I'm just, as a journalist, I'm asking questions.
Come on, Seamus.
Why do you think that the women couldn't be the generals and the warriors?
Because we're talking about a world where civilizations collapsed. People live in huts and small clay, you know, clay huts and wood, you know, little brick houses and stuff like that.
Climate change.
And they have to like hunt boars for food.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to send your women to go hunt when the population of the planet was devastated by 99%.
Yeah, well, maybe not if you're a chauvinist. But sure. What you're neglecting to mention is this game happens in the future, and the future is
female.
Right, yeah. Ladies? Whoa. Am I right?
The funny thing is, like, right? I'll give you the premise, basically. So Earth is being destroyed by self-replicating machines that consume biomass, which is destroying the biome. So they create a terraforming project where they bury big facilities underground. Then after the machines are shut down after 100 years, then they can re-terraform Earth and then release clones that are raised by machines. And those clones were supposed to be trained by an AI called Apollo on how to live and function properly, but the program gets sabotaged. So they all just are completely clueless with no education. They can barely read or write. And then they have to, like, they just create new myths because they don't know anything. There's not going to be any feminism. It's literally going to be like, the dudes are going to be like, I'm big, strong woman. He's going to hit the woman and drag her into the cave like they used to do.
Are you telling me that the women are only going to get 77% as many berries they're gathering as the men do?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Shane. That's exactly.
Dude, hunter-gatherer societies were so unfair because the women got berries and the men got meat.
The other thing, too, is like in the game, like all of these different societies are multicultural.
Like, that's what would happen.
People of all different races. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. Like, it took human philosophy and knowledge to get to the point where we developed civil rights. Like, people didn't have these concepts when we were struggling to survive because bears were stealing our food.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's all garbage Rousseauian propaganda. Man, at his nature, embodies all of the wonderful liberal values that we love, and it's big bad society that makes him act violently as opposed to it being the exact opposite.
Well, let's go to our callers here. We'll pull in our callers and see what y'all have to say.
Okey-doke.
I'm a journalist. Who's ask me anything.
Seamus is a journalist.
I'm
now
a journalist. You may ask questions.
Let's start out with the chicken farmer, because I know Tim would probably like,
we
to
like
speak
chickens.
To a chicken farmer. Yeah, he's a big fan.
Hello, chicken, sir.
Chicken farmer. That's all I can read right there.
So I'm here.
For
I'm
life.
Here.
What's up? How's it going?
It's going right. Going all right. Just got done with work. I was studying. I'm an actual chicken farmer. So.
Right. I was told
that's
you,
awesome.
You were walking around the property.
Yep, walking around the property, walk my birds.
Right.
So very I had nice. A question regarding the Durham report that came out. And now we've kind of seen evidence, true evidence coming out that the Clinton campaign and even the Obama administration and the FBI were all kind of colluding together to, you know, bring up this whole hoax with the Russian information with Trump. And now we're finding out that it's completely false claims. They, seeing as the Democrats were going as far as riding this horse to impeach Trump, is there some justification from Trump's part that this entire time he's like, this is all false. This is completely false. I don't know why everyone's thinking this is true, that he, in some regards, claims that the 2020 election was taken from him because he's seen now it's true that, yes, they have been attacking me from the very beginning. Now everybody knows about it, and they're willing to spend millions of dollars to try to impeach me and go do all these false accusations and everything else. Like, how far will they actually go? So in
I think
mind,
they'd burn the whole,
like,
country to the ground. They would declare a civil war. They would secede from the union. We already heard that from the Boston Globe reporting. I think the thing about the Durham report is that we already knew all of this stuff. It's like, now it's just Durham being like, oh yeah, that stuff you already knew, we will confirm it. And we're like, oh, okay.
So do you have some sympathy for Trump that he's kind of not schizophrenic about it, but now he's just like, he's thinking, well, if they were doing this in 2016, and in my mind, they were false the entire time, why wouldn't they do it again in 2020?
So the issue I take with Trump is that he's so arrogant, he won't actually look at what they did to win. Now, he's starting to understand this when he said ballot harvesting. We're going to have the biggest ballot harvesting operation. He's starting to understand. But he was surrounded by really bad people. Like Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, Giuliani were saying some of the stupidest shit ever. And I think I don't ask me why. I mean, mind blowing to me. He needed better advisors to be like, dude, whatever you think is true, don't say this because you lose when you do. That's the game they want to play. They weaponized that Trump kept saying that it was fraudulent and it was stolen, and it made independents really angry because they don't believe or care about this stuff and they don't follow these news structures. So Trump was effectively, I think it was part of the trick and part of the con to convince Trump of this, of the fraud narrative, so that he would say things that would offend independents and he would lose votes. And that's why CNN kept bringing it up over and over again and asked the panelists about it, because they want Trump to say things that will cost him votes. Trump just needs to come out and be like, we're going to do a better job this time. And then he needs to talk to Scott Pressler, They need to get rid of Ronna McDaniel, and then they need to launch a ballot harvesting operation. But yeah, yeah, all the Durham stuff we already knew. Now it's just they said it twice. So there you go, I guess.
And how's that?
That was good.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Right on. How are the chickens?
Thanks for having me. They're doing great. I have a little bit more than you guys, but
a little bit. We got like 56. We got more coming.
I got about 97,000.
So. Wow. I'm jealous. Has a lot of chickens.
Yeah.
That's great. Right on, man.
Yeah, I love you guys' show, and thanks for all you guys do.
Thanks for calling in, sir.
All right. Cheers. And now I will talk to Melted Mind, because I totally feel you. I'm like weirdly sick right now. What's going on, Melted Mind?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to say, Tim, I've been a fan since you started skateboarding in Chicago with that YouTube video.
Oh, that's first a long video. Time ago.
Yeah, man. And your first YouTube video to get me into skateboarding, really.
Right on.
Also, Tato Toons. I love your cartoons, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a journalist now.
Yeah, I was like,
so I'll keep doing the journalists, the cartoons, but I'm also a journalist now, too. So thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But my question is, do you think Trump is ever going to get over 2022? And if he wins 2024, do you think Democrats are going to claim election fraud?
Yep, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. They're going to be like, it was Russia.
The Democrats will never, ever, 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 ever lose without claiming election fraud. Ever, yeah. Ever. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen.
In 2018, I think Nancy Pelosi put out this very, very, very long report. It was like several hundred pages, and a bunch of other Democratic congressmen and women signed on to it. And it basically parroted all the talking points that the Trump campaign had said about election fraud, talking about how machines could potentially be hacked or insecure, right? Everything that you now can't say. So it's interesting, right? That depending on the election outcome, the side pushing the narrative always seems to change. So they already have the reports and the white papers laying ready to be weaponized depending on the outcome in 2024.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny. They're all election deniers. And like, that's like such a horrible thing to be called today.
Mm-hmm. They're just evil yeah. people. And they have to be stopped. Yep. And they're stopped when Donald Trump gets in and starts issuing criminal subpoenas, criminal indictments, and we arrest these people.
Yeah, Donald needs to do what he did best, which is fire people. I think he needs to arrest them. Yeah, yeah.
I think they should go to jail.
Why not both? Poker in those dos. Yeah.
I think Adam Schiff should be arrested and criminally charged for sedition.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating. It's sedition. He was seeking to subvert the United States of America.
Right.
And the problem is there's no one in government who has the balls to do it except for Democrats. The Democrats are like some Proud Boys were planning on meeting up on January 6th. Well, they were trying to overthrow the United States, lock them up forever. Meanwhile, Adam Schiff was lying on TV that Donald Trump was working for the Russians. And they're like, well, you know, Bill Barr, what a fucking coward.
For sure.
They're all cowards.
I'm not going to do anything about it. They're just trying to burn the country to the ground.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Arrest. Fire them. Yep. Yeah, so you know how we feel.
Look, man, yeah, as a journalist, I agree.
What about Donald Trump? Do you think he'll ever get over 2020? Do you like,
nope.
Because that's what's... Nope. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And that's a huge weakness for him because nobody wants to hear about... Like, his most diehard fans do, and they cheer him on because it feels emotionally satisfying for Trump to say it because they don't want to feel like they could have lost. But independents are just like, oh my God, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. Right. And it was boosting DeSantis every time he brings it up. That's why CNN was trying so hard to get him to talk about it. Because they know. That was their mission.
Yeah. Do you feel like he knows?
Trump?
You feel like his aides are telling him to stop talking?
Because I think he's been told, but he's like, it's not fair. And then what happens is he's too emotional.
Right.
So what'll happen is if you go to Trump and you say, you shouldn't talk about it, like, why should I talk about it? They stole it from me. It's obvious. Everybody knows. Everyone agrees. This country was subverted on that day, and everybody agrees. And then it's just like, mm-hmm. Can I get gas? And like I'm trying to fill up my car and go to work, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Right on, man. Guys. Please sub to my YouTube, Melted Mind Media.
Right on. Thanks for calling in, sir.
Cheers. Nice. Muted himself. Look at that. We'll talk to Big Dick B. What's up? You know I don't.
These
like
are going
wasps.
Quick today, huh?
Yeah.
Rather than you read the parentheses. I'm glad.
Yeah. Totally. I don't like wasps. I'm glad my Twitter campaign's going well. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so real quick, Seamus, I'm from the American state of potatoes. So,
Idaho, nice. Yeah.
That's America's Ireland.
Naturally
drawn that's actually
potatoes.
The Ireland of America. Yeah,
where in Idaho are you?
Yeah. Boise area, capital area.
Oh, okay, sweet. Yeah, that's a good spot. I went to high school in BK when I was living in Idaho. My parents still live in Cascade.
Hey, there we go. Hey.
Yeah, true. Anyways, what's going on?
Not too much. So my question actually plays kind of into the deep fake conversations that you guys were having a little bit earlier. Okay. So I've got a really sinking feeling that there's going to be a lot of deep fakes coming out about not only Trump, but, you know, DeSantis, Rand Paul, Thomas Massey, going on all sorts of racist tirades, stuff like that. And obviously that's been loaded into these crazy leftist cultists that, oh no, it's going to be the end. It's white supremacy, blah, blah, blah. But I think the country's going to burn down. I think
that,
it will.
That stuff doesn't work. What will work is a video of Rand Paul saying something kind of racist. If there's a video of Rand Paul going on a racist white supremacist rant, then it won't fly with the American people. Journalists know it won't fly. People will say there's no fucking way that's real. Mm-hmm. But if it's something from Trump Jr. or any Republican, it has to be subtle so that the journalists can argue it appears to be real. And then liberals can argue this does sound like it could be real.
Right.
If it's just Trump being like, you know, I can't stand these people, this group of people, blah, blah, blah. People are going to be like, there's no way. That's right. Too on the nose. But if it's Trump saying something off color, like, well, at least they can clean my toilets. That's what they're good for. Right. Then people might believe that if it's something subtle.
Yeah,
I see that. I definitely see that. But it could even be something you can distort audio, distort it so it sounds like somebody's recording something from a phone in their pocket.
That's what it will all be.
Just dropping, you know, the bad ones.
But the issue is that we know about deepfakes. So if it's too overt, then even journalists won't take the bait. Someone can they're all going to be sounding like undercover audio. There's not going to be a single one of like Donald Trump standing in front of the White House saying something racist. It's going to be, I secretly recorded Trump at a dinner. And if it's too over the top, it won't fly. But what will fly is Trump saying something like, look, I think it's just better that rich people don't pay taxes because they're the ones creating all the jobs. That's the kind of thing they will make that they will say, hey, look, Republicans believe this. Trump did tax cuts. Trump can deny it all he wants, but this is Trump saying he wants to cut taxes for the rich. That will work.
Mm. Yep. Okay. I see where you're coming from. Do you think that'll fly with the people who burned down half the country during the election in 2020? I think they're just looking for any excuse to go out and do it again.
If it's Trump saying like the N-word over and over again and laughing, nobody will believe it and it won't work. It won't work as justification. People will immediately be like, oh, get the fuck out of here with this deepfake bullshit. It's got to be believable.
Maybe not over and over again, but slipping it once. I think that'll be enough to cause these people to blow a gasket and lose it.
Yes, but if it's an audio... So right now, the deepfake technology is working against them in a lot of ways, too. So already, people have tried playing the game. I think it was the Krasensteins. There was a video that came out of one of them saying they get paid to reply guy Trump so that whenever someone sees Trump there, they only see the liberal messaging, not the conservative messaging. And they responded by saying the video was a parody taken out of context. That's already the attempt at diffusing any kind of bad press. And not even the video is fake. The video is real, but they were like, oh, it's from a skit. You're taking it out of context. Oh, please. Like, I don't believe it for a second, but we're at that point. Now with deepfake technology, the Krasensteins could have just come out and been like, it's not even a real video. You can't see my mouth move. Someone faked it. And then people are going to be like, yeah, it's a deepfake. So it's just, it's people who hate Trump already hate him. They don't need an excuse. If they want to push independence, they have to be reasonably convincing. And a video of Trump saying like the N-word, what's going to happen is an independent who's not sure or kind of middle of the road hearing Trump say that is going to be like, did Trump really say that? Is that really Trump? And then all it's going to happen is the right's going to say that's not a real video. And they're going to go, I don't know. But if the video is really convincing and you could be like, Trump never said he wanted to cut taxes for the rich. They'll be like, what are you talking about? He did cut taxes for the rich. Then the left is going to be like, see, this proves it.
So here's what we have to do. Okay. Because deep fakes are going to destroy anyone's belief in any footage that they see. So it's not just enough to create a deep fake of someone. You have to create a deep fake of someone and then also have a woman as an eyewitness say that she saw it happen, because we do believe all women.
Yeah.
And Seamus is a journalist.
And as a journalist, I can tell you,
and
as a journalist, if a woman saw it happened, I print it.
A young Swedish woman.
Donald Trump came to me and said the N-word.
And then they'll be like, oh my God.
I hate that guy. And then I'd write an article. I knew it. I knew Donald Trump was running around saying the N-word to young Swedish women.
That proves it.
That does
cool. Yo, but here's the thing. I don't think anyone's going to believe anything. There's going to be, right now, I'm surprised there aren't 1,000 videos of Greta Thunberg just saying N-bombs over and over again. Because you can go on these AI voice generators and in 2 seconds, make audio. I mean, holy shit! I'll do it literally right now. I'm gonna do it.
Oh, do it, please.
Who should we get? Should we get Joe Rogan, Jordan Peterson, or Tucker Carlson?
We should do Tucker and compare
Tucker Carlson.
Compare it to Seamus. Let's see who's better.
The left doesn't want you to know this. I'm a very angry man. I'm pissed at everyone.
I'm a big fan of Freedom Tunes.
That's true. He is actually. It's kind of based. Okay.
Seamus, that was spot on impression.
Thank you. I'm a big hairy man. I'm very tough. I'm so angry.
Okay.
Seamus Coughlin.
I got one more quick.
Oh, did you just hear? Hold on. Did you hear what Tucker just said?
Seamus Coughlin is based as fuck.
And the best journalist. And he's a great journalist. That's why I love him.
I can't make it louder just because others make his voice louder and everything like that. So yeah.
There we go.
There's more typing.
Seamus Coughlin is based as fuck and he's a great journalist. This is why I love him and America agrees.
That's right.
It's pretty somber too. He's right. Serious.
He's not playing games right now. Said that about you, Natalie. Trump never gave you that kind of a shout out. I'm sorry, Tucker never gave you that kind of a shout out.
This is crazy.
Seamus
Coughlin
is journalist.
Based as fuck and he's a great journalist. This is why I love him and America agrees. Fuck Biden. Fuck Democrats. I will piss on their graves.
Holy shit.
That's brutal. Crazy. That got really dark.
Yeah. Wow. How about...
I can't believe Tucker said that. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean... That's
a little much. A little bit hard.
A little too far, Tuck. You know?
That's a good one.
Thank you for being members of TimCast.com.
Nice.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm Tucker Carlson. I endorse
Thank you for
this
being
message.
Members of TimCast.com.
See, the Joe so Rogan crazy. One usually does sound pretty Joe Rogan-y.
It's because there's millions of hours of him speaking now. Mm-hmm.
It's true. He done did so many podcasts.
Yeah.
All righty. I'm going to make one more point before I get on out of here.
You got it.
Maybe a week ago when this whole Daniel Penny situation popped off, hearing Tim say, sorry, man, you're on your own. You chose to live there. I live in Idaho, which has really gotten big and not much we can do about it here. Granted, a little bit different situation from a place that was already big. But hearing you say you're on your own, sorry, it was kind of like, oh, man, what are we supposed to do now? But hearing watching your video earlier today, hearing you say, you know, I thought about it, changed my mind, actually donated to the guy, really relit the fire, if you would, and I appreciate you for doing that.
Right on, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I kind of felt like the Bud Light thing was inspirational, and I thought instead of saying I don't want to be in this fight, it should be more like let's win every fight everywhere and let's erase the left's protests. They got this guy arrested on a protest. Let's prove their protests are meaningless.
Yeah, totally.
I love it. I love it. Support TimCast, y'all.
Right on.
Thanks, man. Right,
have a good night, y'all.
Steve Bannon and Natalie Winters run a great podcast. I recommend everyone listen to The War Room. It's fucking based.
That's so crazy.
Oh, Rogan with another base take.
By the way, and I, as a journalist, I've looked into this. He did say it. He did say those things.
According to an anonymous source.
According to my anonymous source.
This is going.
Fuck you, Seamus Coughlin.
Fact check, false.
Dude, it's crazy.
Never said that.
Never insulted.
Now imagine this. Wow. We should get Greta Thunberg. Anybody can just go to this website, 11labs.io, and make anyone say anything.
It's actually kind of wild.
Imagine a video coming up.
Nobody is going to be devious with that at all.
People have already done it to James O'Keefe. People have made videos of James O'Keefe saying crazy shit. But like, this is the thing. The left will do it. The right won't. The left will make fucked up videos.
They don't believe in truth.
Right.
True.
All right. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Hey,
we're going to jump to the next caller.
Appreciate it. Absolutely. Have a good night, guys.
Cheers. Likewise. All right. And last, but of course not least, is... Oh.
He's gone.
Our last caller just went to the waiting room.
Bro, did you just go bye-bye?
If I can drag like, it back myself.
This is bogus.
Someone stole his question.
Hello, it's for IZFA. Is for you with us now.
Hi.
Hello there. How are you doing?
What's happening?
Oh, just the same. It's so good to talk to you all. And Seamus, yes, I love your tunes. I've been just watching them.
Thank you.
I've been with Tim Cast now since January.
Right on.
So you guys are great.
Welcome.
Anyway, with all this release of the Durham report, I wonder, is there any brave souls out there that there's got to be conservative DAs and attorney generals who might impanel their own grand jury?
Yeah.
And how do we pressure these sorts of government officials to do something? I mean, they've been doing it to Trump for forever. And what should they be doing? I mean, this cannot go unpunished.
Grand juries. If the, any right-leaning DA or politician who can should be making those moves. Maybe I should go to West Virginia, talk to that attorney general.
Yeah.
Say, what's going on, man? Where are those grand juries? Yeah. Pull them up. I'm sure everybody in West Virginia would agree, and they would cheer for it if you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's about it. We got to call our members of Congress and stuff.
Yeah. How do we, you know, light the fire around them? Because, you know, I cannot believe that Durham's just saying, well, you know, this is what it is, but it didn't sound like it was going to go anywhere. And it seems like they keep getting away with this time and time again. How come nothing sticks to the left?
Because the right doesn't do anything as crazy and as hard as the left does.
Yeah.
The left then lies and claims the right wing does, and you get bullshit like Patriot Front, which is just like weird fake bullshit.
No, it's real. We're journalists.
That's right. That's right, Seamus.
That happened.
We need more people like Trump. That's why people wanted Trump. We need more people. We need Trump Jr. to get in office whenever that happens. We need people like Matt Gaetz. We need more Matt Gaetzes. We need more Lauren Boberts.
We do.
That's yeah. Otherwise, the Republican Party is the slow down their Democrats Party.
Yeah, speed brake. There's brakes.
Well, I'm from CA, so, you know, I already know the garbage that we're in. At least I'm in the rural part of it.
Yeah.
That's a different California.
Do you know Woodward West?
Oh, yeah.
The skate park?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
It's up my neighborhood.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Never got to go. Always wanted to. That was the good one.
It's great.
Well, yeah. if you ever head out there, let me know.
We're going to build our own Woodward. It's going to be way better over at Freedomistan. We got a pro skater involved. We're launching this show really soon. We're really excited. We're going to start taking back the culture.
Awesome. Awesome. You guys are doing a great job about that. I'm waiting on my Roberto Jr. It's not here yet, but I just got notification it's on its way.
Right on. It's really good. It's actually really good. When we were doing the blending and stuff and trying to figure out what we want to do for each of them, we were really excited for this one. And I said the other day that the reason we sold so much is not because of the coffee, it's because of Roberto Jr. And that's true. I'm not saying the coffee's not good. The coffee's really good. It's just that we have two really good blends. We have Appalachian Nights and Rise with Roberto Jr. Those are our signature blends. And the Appalachian Nights sold very well, but Roberto Jr. sold like crazy. And then the next we're going to do is Focus with Mr. Bocas. And then that's going to come after. The next one is Mr. Bocas Pumpkin Spice Experience.
Oh, I'm definitely getting Pumpkin Spice Experiences. Like, I hate having to wait for it all the time. So don't worry. I will be there, man. It's good stuff. I'm the only one who drinks coffee, but, you know, what can I say?
Right on.
But no, keep doing what you're doing. I love your crew. Missing Phil tonight, but, you know, I listen all the time. Anyway, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Of course. Anytime.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care. So, well, this has been fun. Natalie, thanks for hanging out. It's been a blast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime. And for everybody who's a member, you guys rock so much. We've got so much work going on. The challenge is managerial power. And so we are bursting at the seams as much as we can and trying to grow as much as we can. We're working on some business deals, which I think will help us greatly expand, and very excited for it. Cast Brew Coffee is making a healthy profit, but we started small and then we sold so much the profit all went right back in, and then I had to put in personal money. So I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but I just will. I have personally invested $250,000 so far into Cast Brew. So there's a lot of work that has to go into launching this company. And as much as we do make money on the sales, we are selling too much. So we're not actually profitable yet. This is why you see companies go on Shark Tank. They're like, my company makes money, but I need $500,000 to get to the next level. This is why. If we just sold and then used our profits to order more product, it would basically be we'd sell out in a week, and then 6 weeks later, there'd be more available, which would sell out in a week. And then 6 weeks later, there'd be more available. Because we want to reach that point of equilibrium where we always have fresh stock. We don't want things sitting around. We want to roast fresh. So we have to find that equilibrium of how much we're selling and producing. I had to put in a whole bunch of money to get things going and keep putting in more money. But we may actually get to the point where, like, we were sold out for a week, I think, of Roberto Jr. and Appalachian Nights. That may be the case because people are buying too much. I mean, it's a good thing. Buy whatever you can. I think we have like 100 bags available, because even after we restocked, we instantly sold out like a couple thousand. It was nuts. And so we're trying to grow this stuff. The goal of Cast Brew is not so that we can have just like a coffee company. We want to have cafes. And so this is Cast Brew Cafe, and these are the products we're going to be launching. So thank you all so much for supporting us. We got a lot of work we're doing. The Social Club, we may launch very, very soon. We have a problem because you legally have to have handicap accessible anything. And so the building has an elevator, despite the fact it's only three floors. But there's something about like the elevator requirements. So they're like, you can't open to the public because it's not handicap accessible. And we're like, we'll have to figure it out. But we may just start with the Social Club, very simply, that if you're like a member of TimCast at a certain level, we'll figure it out. But people have already found the location and visited it. We're very excited, yeah. And we'll be getting it going. So anyway, thank you so much for your support. Thanks for hanging out, and we will see you all tomorrow.